KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and windy today, a high of 67. A red flag warning will be in effect beginning at noon today for Crawford, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, Sac, and Shelby counties, and run until 8 p.m. this evening. Extreme fire danger is expected today from late morning through the afternoon hours. And a red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are occurring or will occur from a combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures. Outdoor burning is strongly discouraged. Officials of the Shelby County Public Health Department say they recently received multiple reports of a gastroenteritis illness in the community. It is not known yet what germ is causing the symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea, and testing is underway. The illness has affected all ages, from infants to the elderly. Health officials say any GI illness spread from person to person when people fail to wash their hands after going to the bathroom. It's also spread when people prepare food while ill with symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea. Shelby County Public Health Nurse Rachel Burks said anyone with diarrhea or vomiting should not be handling food items, regardless of how well they wash their hands. And that rule is important no matter if you're cooking for two or 200, whether it's a regular family meal or dining out. The Centers for Disease Control encourages consumers to take an active role in preventing the spread of infection by following safe food handling and preparation tips. Always wash your hands with soap and water before preparing food and after using the restroom. Assume that raw chicken and other meat carry bacteria that can cause illness, and do not allow those foods to cross-contaminate surfaces and other foods. Cook chicken and other meats to the right temperatures, and it's always best to cook seafood thoroughly. Chill leftovers promptly and reheat foods thoroughly. For more information on avoiding illnesses from food, you can visit www.foodsafety.gov. Or for more information on the local situation, you can call Shelby County Public Health at 712-755-4422 or your local medical provider. Two people from Pottawatomie County were arrested early this morning on drug charges in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Office and 18-year-old Casey Christina Karbowski and 19-year-old Adam Cleary Poff, both of Council Bluffs, were taken into custody at around 1:45 a.m. following a traffic stop near Highway 34 and Ironwood Avenue. Karbowski was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Poff was wanted on two Pott County warrants for probation violation and a controlled substance violation. His bond was set at $11,000. Authorities say the pair were traveling in a 2000 Ford Explorer that was pulled over for a traffic violation. During an investigation, the Montgomery County K-9 unit was deployed to conduct a free air sniff around the SUV. The K-9 Rex alerted to the odor of narcotics coming from the vehicle. A subsequent search of the SUV resulted in the confiscation of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. The Sheriff's Department was assisted at the scene by officers with the Red Oak Police Department. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says also that around 2:50 p.m. on Friday, 31-year-old Matthew Wayne Echternock of Pipe Creek, Texas, turned himself into the Sheriff's Office on a bench warrant for violation of probation. Echternock was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Two people were arrested Thursday on separate charges in Mills County. Authorities say 20-year-old Billy O'Brien Walsh of Pacific Junction was arrested for trespassing. His bond was set at $300, and 23-year-old Theodore Paul Brayman of Council Bluffs was arrested for public intoxication. His bond was also set at $300. An Atlantic man was arrested Thursday on drug charges. Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 22-year-old Brandon Adam Fredrickson on three Cass County Sheriff's Office warrants for delivery of methamphetamine, possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Fredrickson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held Friday on $10,000 bond. This past Wednesday, deputies in Cass County arrested 44-year-old Philip Jesse Galing of Atlantic on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for domestic abuse serious assault. Galing was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $1,000 bond. On Monday, deputies arrested 34-year-old Tabitha Lynette Clark of Atlantic on a district court warrant for failure to appear on a child support matter. Clark was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $400 bond. And on March 23rd, 26-year-old Justin Iglesias Cruz of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for probation violation. Cruz was transported to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $20,000 bond. In our funeral announcements this morning, Margaret Mary Dennis, age 95, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Margaret Dennis will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lorraine Hoyg, age 92, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Lorraine Hoyg will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Molly Farrell, age 88, of Atlantic, died March 28th at the Heritage House. A prayer service for Molly Farrell will be at noon today at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Phyllis Piper, age 83, of State Center and formerly of Des Moines and Greenfield, died Sunday. Graveside services for Phyllis Piper will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Raymond Wilson, age 81, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday in Glenwood. A visitation for Raymond Wilson will be today from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Raylene Knudsen, age 58, of Carroll, died Wednesday at St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Raylene Knudsen will be today at 3 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Mildred Josephine Lucian, age 90, of Portsmouth, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Mildred Lucian will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Clifford Ellison, age 52, of Wyota, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Clifford Ellison will be Monday at 1 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Juanita May Doolittle, age 81, of Portsmouth, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Juanita Doolittle will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Evelyn Bergstrom, age 79, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Evelyn Bergstrom will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Yvonne Jensen, age 78, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at Creighton University Medical Center. A funeral service for Yvonne Jensen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Earl Fisher, age 87, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Private services will be held for Earl Fisher. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Philip Phil James Cullen, age 79, of Wyota, died March 26th in Apache Junction, Arizona. Services for Phil Cullen are currently pending. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is handling the arrangements. And that is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.